Hi, this is Amy Bowen. Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 286 for Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025. I know I did not record any trip reports or any more daily trip records during DragonCon after the one on Friday morning. I just had too much going on. I know in past years I've sat outside in the hallway to record them before going in, but this year I just had so many costumes to deal with in a really small space, and I was much more interested in pre-staging my costumes and trying to get some sleep. But I feel the need to give a grand finale to Dog Days of Podcasting 2025. So here are some of the highlights of DragonCon starting from where I left off. I'm sorry if you can't hear me. I'm trying to hold this closer to my mouth. I am at the Atlanta airport. So here are some of the highlights of DragonCon 2025 after I last left off recording. I did get into the dealer hall. It took maybe 20-25 minutes of walking once the line started moving. Got the tote bag I wanted. Wandered around for a little bit looking at stuff. Didn't have anything else I really wanted to buy, or didn't see anything else I really wanted to buy. You know me, I don't shop very much. Walked over to Mellow Mushrooms with Ken and Charlotte. We had a lovely lunch on the patio, and the entire weekend, we couldn't possibly have asked for better weather. We had temperatures in the 70s the entire time. It was wonderful not to be too hot. let's see, I'm afraid I'm gonna need to flip to DragonCon app. Do-do-do. Bear with me. DragonCon. To Jukebox Heroes meetup as soon as that was done. That went okay, but that was when I had my stupid moment of the day. One of my fellow Jukebox Heroes made the suggestion, take your mask off for the photo. So I did. And I accidentally pulled off my own elf ear. That was the other thing I did when I was in the dealer hall. I got the folks at Elven Outpost to put my elf ears on for me, because I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And then I stupidly pulled off the mask I was wearing with sufficient force to pull the right one completely off and the left one partially off, so I had to fix them later that night. Anywho, we took the annual Jukebox Heroes group picture. We had our purple rain was the coolest one. They had an umbrella prop with light up purple LED sticks that looked like raindrops. It was really cool. I stayed with that for about an hour, played my tunes that I'd got for the purpose. I was under the mistaken impression I had to be in my elf costume for elf choir rehearsal. I did not. You could be in street clothes. Not everyone was necessarily in an elf costume for the performance either, now that I think of it. At least one person was in an unrelated costume that night. But anyway, I stopped at 5, went into the Marriott Atrium bathroom, changed into my elf costume, re-spirit gummed my ears. Yes, I brought the spirit gum with me. Went over to Cortland Grand, did rehearsal. What'd I do after that? Oh yes, the Subspace Rhapsody sing-along. That was fantastic. Congratulations to Lars. I don't know if you're listening to this, Lars, but congratulations. You and the rest of the Shadowcast did a fantastic job. I love singing along. I miss the lyrics, but I can see why they would want to put more focus on the performers themselves versus the original episode, because all of your performers are very, very talented. And so then I had to go over to Evening at Bree, and we performed as to fill in the time when they were judging the costume contest. We sang both of our songs. It was wonderful. It was lovely. I got a chance to hang out with my friend Megan, who was also attending the Evening at Bree party. I'd never been to it before, and somebody made, and it not only did, yeah, it's great. We have part of the center of the Cortland Grand Ballroom moved out to be a dance floor. There's Celtic-y folk music that would be appropriate to be a theme of the party. There's live music performances. There's a hotel pop-up bar in the back of it if you want to take advantage of it, which I did not. And some high fantasy track person made Lembas bread, shortbread cookies, regular and with jam for the party, and they said, please come up to the judging table and get some. We made plenty. So I did on my way out. That was good. That was great. I loved performing the two songs we'd practiced. It was a great experience. And after that, I went and had dinner and went to bed. So that was Friday. My gosh, I'm already at 6 minutes. Saturday, parade. Wonderful. Not the biggest group we've had, but perfect weather, easy, super easy parade, no issues. I had to be on Zoom, like I told everyone at the after party. Normally, Toastmasters doesn't have a district leadership meetings the last Saturday of the month, but this Saturday we did because we put it off from the second Saturday of the month when we usually have it, for some reason I'm not entirely clear on. So that's what I was doing on Zoom from 10 to 10:45. After the parade, what did we do? It was hot, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been. That I knew what I was getting myself into. I knew I wasn't going to like standing in the hot sun in that velvet dress. It was only really uncomfortable for a few minutes. We had a little bit of intermittent breeze and clouds. Disney photo shoot was a lot of fun. Then I immediately went to back to my... took the MARTA back to my hotel room so I could change into my Orana costume. And I did do the sign-holding thing for a bit, as tired as I was. I wish I could have spent more time doing that, but I was so exhausted. I did go to Cults of Dragon Con costume contest again, which got 30 entries, and they're all incredibly high quality. I was so very impressed with the high quality and creativity we got from the Cults of Dragon Con costume contest this year. Then I went to Saturday Night Karaoke, as I had hoped to. I sang As the World Falls Down by David Bowie. And went to bed. That was Saturday. Sorry, it's really loud out here. On Sunday, I took my sweet time getting ready because I wanted to get my wig, headband, and the little flower bobby pin decorations in my cosplay wig to look nice because it was Elf Choir Day, and I decided, no, not doing that again. Not going to go back to the room in the middle of the day and change. It's too much of a pain in the butt. I'm just going to wear my elf costume all day. So I did. And the funny thing I discovered, I wanted to listen to my music to practice for that night. I couldn't. The way the space elf ears from Elven Creations are designed, they're shaped so differently. There wasn't room to put in my big chunky earbuds from United. They wouldn't fit through the gap that they left. That was hilarious. So I couldn't use my earbuds all day. So I couldn't listen to the studio recordings of the music I was supposed to be performing. That was a little silly. I caught the second half of the Star Trek TNG Picard Q&A because it took me so long to get ready. I only caught the second half of it on Sunday morning. I got to go see the costuming exhibit. Oh, when I was standing in line for the costuming exhibit, I practiced our song anyway, just looking at the sheet music, and somebody heard me and said, a coin for your song, and passed me a little resin cast gold coin piece of swag. That was really, really, really cool swag interaction. So after I was done with that, I went to the Technorama Comedy Forecast and Friends panel. That was as fun as it always was. I really loved the writing this time. It was a choose-your-own-adventure with several different endings. Mystery, who stole Abby Fallmacher's little wicker basket prototypes? Little wicker baskets. They're everywhere. We got to say that twice. And that was so much fun. It wouldn't be Dragon Con without that interaction. What else? Oh, yeah. This year we had Technorama Comedy Forecast and Topic is Trek back-to-back with only a half an hour gap in between them. That was fun. So I got to spend all that time down in Hilton Galleria and then go to Lantern Elves. Well, I had a little bit of time to get over to Harvey Ivy Park. We did the photo shoot, we did the processional, we sang. It's so loud in the Hilton and Marriott. Even on a Sunday night, we really, really struggled to hear each other. And as if that weren't bad enough, the space between the two patios at the back of the Hilton was filled with dinosaurs. So we had to make a strategic retreat the inflatable T-Rexes, of course. We had to make a strategic retreat to the bottom floor, to the gallery, and take a 10-minute break, reset our line, and start singing again, and start processing again, and I'm glad we did that. We ultimately ended up at the Marriott Atrium Dome. We sang the Passing of the Elves hymn to Elbereth all the way through. We sang May It Be all the way through. I'd really love to learn the soprano harmony part to the latter. I only knew the main melody, but my line buddy knew the soprano harmony part. It's really pretty. The coolest thing happened. About 5 minutes after we'd finished our mini concert, the Techno Hobbits dance party came. Somebody had a big portable speaker playing They're Taking the Hobbits to Isengard techno dance mix, and so several of those of us who were still hanging around joined in the singing, chanting, yelling with them, and it was so much fun. I don't know if they planned it or it was just a perfect moment of serendipity, but I loved that. I will absolutely be doing the Elf Choir processional again. That was great. Sundays are always my panel days. Days to go to a bunch of panels in a row. Mondays. This year it was I wish I'd started going to tabletop gaming sooner. And then I went back to Trek Track Room for the memorial for Peter David, who had been traditionally giving the final panel for the Trek Track, but who passed away in this past year. So we had his wife and his daughter and his good friend, Keith R.A. DeCandido, running the panel. Basically, we all shared our favorite memories of Peter David for an hour. Then I went over to Marriott Imperial for closing ceremonies. They all got us super hyped for the 40th anniversary of Dragon Con next year. Holy crap, it's the 40th anniversary of Dragon Con next year. I'm debating whether I want to... I might want to do the ball gown I mentioned. I might even want to do Friday Night Costume Contest, even though it's at the same time as Evening at Bree, which sucks, because I really loved Evening at Bree. But I really look forward to doing the Elf Choir Processional on Sunday night again. And we had a really nice farewell dinner at Max Lager's Monday night. Now I'm waiting for the airport. Wow, or for the plane, which is going to be boarding in about 10 minutes. Wow, I've been talking for over 15 minutes. If there are any gaps in this, which there probably are, because Authonic is dumb like that, I apologize. It's been a fantastic Dog Days of Podcasting. It was absolutely wonderful to see everybody. I really, really enjoyed this Dragon Con. I'm glad I tried a couple of new things, and I'm glad I got to enjoy some of the old things that I've done previously. And this continues to be the highlight of my year every year, the Dragon Con in particular. I will continue to listen to, probably I'll continue to listen to Dog Days episodes that I haven't yet, and I will probably talk to you during the Dog Days of Advent. Bye. Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme song for Amy Talks About Stuff is Wandering by Lee Rosevear on the album Music for Podcasts 2, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.
Free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.